Hey, Rick, how you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Doing
good.
Well. Home game, huh? And fans in the stand, 20%, albeit still the home opener. That's got to be an exciting time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And we've had a good week and a half of practice and everything. So looking forward to getting out there on the home turf. And hopefully we play a lot better than what we did last week.
Yeah, Coach, I know that your priority is getting a dub on Saturday, but I'm just looking over the safety guidelines that your AD Chris Massaro laid out. I know you're also, you love the fans out there in the borough and you want them to be safe. So it looks like a solid plan. I know that's big for you and your players as well, right?
Yeah, I absolutely. And, our players are going to be able to have their families there and friends and all that. And then the fans also. So we've got to abide by all the, I think they've got the seats marked where, you can and cannot sit, so everybody will be, socially distanced, as far as I know and all that. So I think we've got a great plan. Chris and the administrative staff have done a great job of ensuring, not ensuring, but doing the best that we can that we make sure we keep everybody as safe as possible.
Rick, Troy, these schools have been playing since 1936. There's the battle for the Palladium, and it's a home and home this year. But you guys, and especially you, you've this will be the eighth time you've coached against Troy. Of course, former Sun Belt Conference, y'all fellow Sun Belt Conference members. And by the way, the Sun Belt has done quite well early this year with some wins on the road. But certainly Troy may be a stranger to this team, but not that program.
Yeah, being when we were both in the Sun Belt, it was always a good rivalry game, and people look forward to playing it, both players from both programs and fans from both programs. So this is going to be a little different, a little unique in the sense that you play them twice this year in the regular season, so that's a little different. But I know we're and we hadn't played since 2012, I guess, was the last time. So but our players understand it, and they understand the past history of it, of this game, and looking forward to playing it.
What do you see from them when you watch them on film, Coach?
They're very explosive. Obviously this is their first game, and the unknowns of the schematic changes and personnel changes that they made in the past year, you don't know that, but they've got their top five receivers are back. Their four running backs are back. A guy that was the preseason Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year preseason pick for the 2019 season, he got hurt early and didn't play, last year. So he's back now, and they had a 900-yard rusher. They were eighth in the country in pass offense last year. So it's a very explosive offense. Defensively, they gave up a lot of points last year. So we've got to do a good job. We've got to score. We haven't done a very good job of scoring points, and we've got to do a good job of putting points on the board. And obviously, we got to improve on our third down efficiency. But they're very athletic, not overly big, but extremely fast and athletic, and run really well at all positions.
Hey, do you, with a new coach, certainly with Chip Lindsey coming in, last couple years offensive coordinator at Auburn, before that Arizona State, Southern Miss, do you go back and look maybe the most recently Auburn the last couple years and see some of the tendencies that he was, or do you scout that extensively of where he was? Because obviously he's from the offensive side of the ball.
We had all 12 games, to evaluate from last year there. So we primarily watched that. But again, when it's the, when they haven't played this year, you always go back and you look at certain things or certain games that, they may or may not do, try to do, because, there's so much of the unknown in a first game. So a little bit, but not a whole lot. Mostly it's been, the 12 games they played last year.
what was the takeaway from it? I know you were disappointed the result at Army. Tell me what you took away from that. I know you made, you know, the quarterback change and during the game and everything. What positives could come out of that? Because I know you were pretty disappointed with the way the team showed.
Yeah, you know, and really that you look at it, you know, defensively, you know, we gave up 35 points, but, you know, we put them on a short field on three of those drives because of offensive turnovers. So we didn't play as bad defensively as the score indicated. I thought we tackled, good for an opening game. They were so big and they were cutting on every level. You know, our defensive line, our linebackers, our DBs, you know, were getting cut constantly. And, so it was a little I thought our defense hung in there pretty good. You know, offensively, we just, you know, we weren't very good. We weren't very good on third down. We couldn't establish a running game. We weren't very good in the passing game. And, you know, we didn't score, you know. So we got to get a lot better offensively. There's, you know, probably very few positives, you know, that you come out of that game with from an offensive standpoint. So, you know, we've got a lot of improvement to do offensively.
Head coach Rick Stockstill is our guest from Middle Tennessee. Having a couple of, you know, having that extra week to kind of prepare for this next game, Coach, how advantageous was that for you and your players to kind of go back to the lab after what happened at Army?
I don't think it was so much of a positive in that you had more time to prepare. Mm-hmm. You know, because you look at Troy, they've had 5 or 6 weeks. You know, they're going to know everything about us. But I think the big thing, John, where the open date helped us was just trying to get our legs back defensively, get healed up a little bit, because, I mean, you get cut every play. You know, there's plays where everybody on the team, or everybody on the field, you know, was getting cut. And that takes a toll on you physically. So I think the big thing, you know, not having a game last week, you know, it gave our defensive guys a little bit more time to, you know, to get their legs back under them.
You said several times now that you were cut. Is that just the way the option blocking is on the varying levels, or is it something that's not? Because when I hear cut anymore, I think negative.
Yeah, it was nothing illegal. There was nothing, illegal about it. I mean, they can, you know, as long as you're not cutting more than 5 yards downfield and you're not cutting back to the ball, you know, everything's legal. And you know, their offensive line was really big, and, you know, they took our defensive line, our linebackers out. And then the fullback they've got, you know, is a 245-pound back that, you know, just that physical presence, snap after snap after snap, you know, it wears on you. So, no, it was just, you know, how, you know, Army does it, Navy does it, those teams, Georgia Tech, you know, when Paul Johnson was there a couple years ago, you know, just those teams that run the triple option, that's just, you know, how they block. And but there wasn't anything negative, anything illegal, anything like that. It was just, it takes a physical toll on you.
Yeah, you were saying the last time we spoke to you, Coach, it's one thing to, you know, simulate that option attack in practice. It's another thing to go out on the field and defend it for real, right? I mean, it's just, you know what you need to do, but the execution has to be spot on against these type of offenses.
Yeah, and again, we did a pretty good job. We didn't give up a bunch of, you know, they had 8 explosive plays. Mm-hmm. You know, so we did a good job of not, you know, they spit a couple out on us, but, you know, for the most part, you know, we played, you know, good assignment, sound defensive football. It was just, you know, what they did, they were better, and you got to give them credit.
MTSU football coach Rick Stock still with us. 3 o'clock home opener at Floyd Stadium. I did see on the website that there are some single game tickets, but you need to go through the website and buy them. You can't. There won't be a physical ticket for that if there's anything left. If, so if you want to go see some college football at Floyd Stadium, maybe be one of the 20% that can get in.
The day of the paper ticket to get into sporting events is dying on the vine. Everything's done on the phone now.
Asher O'Hara, and then I know you played Chase Cunningham as well. Is do you want to play two, or you want to settle on one? I know that was probably just trying to infuse something into the offense, but where are you with your quarterback situation?
Yeah, you know, Asher's got to play better. There's no question about that. He did some good things, you know, but overall he's just got to play better. And Chase came in and, you know, did a nice job in the time he was in there. So, but no, ideally, you know, you'd like to stick with one, you know, and have him, you know, go, you know, start to finish. But you got to play. You know, we got to play better at that position. And I think Asher will this week. So, he'll be the first to tell you, you know, it wasn't one of his better games, but it wasn't like he was the only one. You know, we got to give him some help. We got to make some plays out there for him also.
You know, I wasn't surprised Reed Blankenship led you in tackles. I mean, is he like an eighth? He's like Brent, your son. He's like an eighth-year senior. Seems like he's been there forever.
Yeah, you know, Reed's a good player, and he started, you know, since his freshman year.
Yeah.
That second game against Syracuse was his first start. So, you know, Reed's a good player. He's a smart player. And, you know, he'll tell you, too, you know, that was – I think he was probably, you know, a little, I don't know, hesitant maybe, or a little – just because that was his first game back, you know, from a really – devastating injury that he had last year, and just knowing, especially, you know, having your leg operated on, you know, and now, you know, every time you come up, somebody's there to cut you, you know. So I was proud of Reed. I was proud of his toughness and his effort and how he played, you know, under the circumstances. So, but I think he'll be better. You know, now he's got a little bit more confidence that he made it through a game, you know, from overcoming the injury and the surgery and everything he had. So hopefully he'll continue to get better as well.
How are you handling recruiting? I guess there's no official visits this fall. Is that what it's going to be?
Right. And it's really, you know, it's really it's hard to give you an answer because with the NCAA allowing everybody to have another year, you know, we got 21, 22 seniors, you know, if 18 of them decide to come back, you know, does that mean you can only sign four? If all 22 of them come back, you know, how many can you sign? You know, so it's and it's tough on high school kids too because they can't come visit. A lot of them aren't playing high school seasons this year, so there's a lot of unknown still, you know, from a recruiting standpoint. That, you know, we're recruiting guys full speed ahead, but you know, you were slowing down a little bit on, you know, taking commitments and everything just because of the unknown right now.
Well, it's everything's sort of upside down. National TV again. You can't hide. ESPN2. The cool part about what's going on, man, you're getting a lot of exposure for your program.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, Coach, do the kids get a little extra pumped up knowing they're going to be on national TV?
Yes, sir. I think they do. And, you know, with, you know, the SEC not playing yet, not till next week, and, you know, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten not playing, and the Big Ten looks like they're going to play here in a couple weeks. And, you know, you got the MAC off TV, you got the Mountain West. You know, there's so many more opportunities for schools from Conference USA and the Sun Belt and the AAC, you know, that normally those 3 o'clock time slots on ESPN or ESPN2 are taken up by, you know, the SEC and the ACC and the Big Ten and all the bigger schools there. So, you know, this is a great opportunity, you know, for our guys to play on national television.
You know, I'm going to try to find my way in that building. Should I?
I bet you can.
You're Greg Pogue. Just show up. They'll let you in.
No. I have history there.
Dubious history?
No, good history. No, I was just thinking, there's some tickets for sale. I may try to get one.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, and I just go up and sit by myself.
Your friends.
Yeah, me, myself, and I, all three of us. Rick, I tell you, it's exciting to play a home game and it's just 20% of the fans. How important it is that the players, their families, their moms and dads and brothers and sisters, and, you know, I don't know how many you're going to let in, but that every one of those get to come see their favorite child play.
I think it's critical, you know, and, you know, I think it's good for both ends. You know, players know that their family and friends are up there, and, you know, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, girlfriends and all that can see their son. And I think it's an opportunity, you know, for us to show families we're doing everything we can to protect your son. And, you know, as crazy as everything is right now, you know, the thing that the players get to do, the one thing they get to do, you know, that they really love doing is playing ball. So they get to do that, you know, how they used to hang out with friends, and, you know, they can't do that anymore. They can't even go to class like they used to anymore. And most everything's online and all that stuff now. So their whole world, you know, has really changed. And the one thing that they, you know, get to do that is, you know, fun to them or normal to them or the same is to play ball. And for a parent, for a fan who enjoys coming to games, you know, here's a chance for you to, you know, almost feel normal again for 3 hours that, you know, I get to attend a sporting event and watch my favorite team or watch my son play. I think it's a great sense of relief of, you know, here for 3 hours, you know, it's back to normal.
It will be weird with no tailgating. The one thing that's really over in the Grove, and then there on right there by the tennis courts there, what's that, green the avenue there where all the RV row is. Mm-hmm. It's going to be weird. Of course, on, you know, then the Raider walk, the tradition there as well, but such are the times.
Yeah, you know, so all that is, you know, we're not, you know, obviously there's not a Raider walk, so we'll just get dropped off in the parking lot and head to the locker room. So that'll be different. And, you know, for fans and everything, it's going to be different also. But, you know, the thing is not different is, you know, those 60 minutes on the field, and that's what we're mostly, you know, primarily that's what we're focused on and concentrating on, and because that's what we can control.
Rick, good luck Saturday. We always appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
All right,
take
Rick
care.
Stockstill. And I'm going to do this read here, just Bud Morris, you know, State Farm Insurance, but, you know, sponsors all of our MTSU visits. But what he said, I want to tease it to the after the break about how important it is for those family members mm-hmm. to be in that building to see their son play or brother play mm-hmm. or cousin play. There's one school in this city that won't let families watch their kids play. And we'll talk about that after the break. Bud Moore, State Farm Insurance, 3245 Franklin Road. I love Bud. I mean, my gosh, you talk about experience. Just this week, I got my renewal from them, my annual renewal, and nice. I'd put a new roof on with Tim Leeper Roofing. I'd put a new roof on my house. You know, been in it for 20 years. We'd had some storm damage, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. Got it taken care of, but it wasn't enough to replace the roof, so it was time to replace the roof, okay? 20-plus years.
Yeah.
And so I did that, but the first thing they did, they sent it to me. Well, it showed that I hadn't gotten with them to show that I'd updated my roof. I'm going to get a discount because I updated my roof through State Farm Insurance. So get them the information and everything because of what happened and how well he did it and the quality of the product that he used. I'm now getting a discount on my home insurance policy. How about that? State Farm Insurance, auto, home, you name it, life, health, rental. You can bundle any or all of the above, banking products, annuities, but more. State Farm since 1972. And as I just mentioned, the experience there, his staff with more than 100 years are just great people to work with. They got that thing. I sent them all the information. Boom. They sent me out a new renewal form within 24 hours. And it showed in just the way they do business. And I wouldn't have it any other way. But good buddy, Bud Morris, that's Steph, 615-893-1417 or the website, budmorris.biz.